This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian officials reported fresh missile strikes Thursday in multiple parts of the country, with targets including gas and other energy facilities. A regional administrator said an attack in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro Thursday injured at least 14 people, among them a teenage girl. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba tweeted Thursday morning that he was speaking on the phone with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken as Russia carried out another massive missile attack in Ukraine. Kuleba said he thanked the United States for providing military aid, and he stressed the need for speeding up deliveries of air defense systems. Meanwhile, investigations continue in the eastern Polish city of Szydłów, where a missile fell Tuesday, killing two people. Western leaders moved to calm fears of a dangerous escalation in Russia's war in Ukraine Wednesday, saying the blast was likely an accident caused by Ukrainian air defense systems. The United States, like NATO, has firmly supported Warsaw's assessment the deadly missile was probably fired by Ukraine, despite Ukraine pointing a finger at Russia. Meanwhile, at a UN Security Council meeting, the Ukrainian ambassador to the UN, Sergei Kislytsia, said Ukraine will do all it can to find out how the missile strike occurred.
We support a full and transparent investigation to establish all the facts of this tragic incident, and we are ready to cooperate with the Polish side to contribute to this investigation.
The Kremlin Thursday, meanwhile, accused Kyiv of shifting the goalposts regarding possible peace talks, saying it could not imagine engaging in public negotiations, and called on Washington to push Kyiv towards diplomacy. In a briefing call with reporters, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the United States was capable of taking Russia's concerns into account and could encourage Kyiv to return to the negotiating table if it wanted to. This is VOA News. North Korea launched a short-range ballistic missile towards its eastern waters Thursday, hours after the North threatened to launch fiercer military responses to the U.S., bolstering its security commitment to its regional allies in South Korea and Japan. Officials in South Korea and Japan said the missile was fired from North Korea's eastern coastal Wonsan area at about 10:48 a.m. and landed in the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. After detecting the launch, South Korean, U.S., and Japanese militaries quickly condemned the launch, saying it threatened stability in the region. It was North Korea's first ballistic missile firing in 8 days and the latest in its barrage of tests in recent months. North Korea previously said some of the tests were simulations of nuclear attacks on South Korea and U.S. targets. Many experts say North Korea would eventually want to enhance its nuclear capability to wrest bigger concessions from its rivals. At a briefing Wednesday, State Department Deputy Spokesman Vinton Patel said at the G20 summit, U.S. President Joe Biden discussed the issue of North Korean missiles with China's leader.
In the bilateral meeting that President Biden had with President Xi, he raised concerns about the DPRK's provocative behavior and noted that all members of the international community, including the PRC, have a vested interest in encouraging the DPRK to act responsibly.
The first draft of a climate agreement being worked out at the UN COP27 climate summit in Egypt would keep a target of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, but left many of the most contentious issues in the talks unresolved ahead of a report of a deadline on Friday. The Reuters News Service reports U.S. climate envoy John Kerry met once again Thursday with Chinese counterpart Xi Jinhua at the climate summit in its second and final week. Asked about the progress of the talks as he left the meeting, Kerry appeared optimistic but offered no details.
Do you see it?
Let's just let the talks continue. We're making progress. We'll see where we are.
As the world's largest economies and largest polluters, China and the United States would be key to any climate deal that comes out of the conference. Myanmar's military-controlled government announced Thursday it was releasing nearly 6,000 prisoners, including four foreigners. State media reported the group includes Australian Sean Turnell, Japan's Toru Kubota, Britain Vicky Bowman, and American Cha Tu'u. The report also said the four were granted amnesty and asked to leave the country. A total of 5,774 prisoners were being released. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.